Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that awaits you there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
By the way, you can actually control the content of our site. You can submit different items to it. You find stuff online that you think's interesting. Submit it over at as show prep at freetalklive.com. And it's a neat way to do social bookmarking without using Facebook. It's a site that's just for our listeners, right? So you're only looking at things that are interesting and important to Free Talk Live listeners, whereas when you're on Facebook, you're seeing things that are important to all your friends who may or may not listen to Free Talk Live. This is the Free Talk Live audience and the aggregate of what they think is interesting online. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. So coming up here tonight, there is a story in the news that I wanted to talk. I thought that it would be great if we talked about this last week because Julia was with us also on Monday night last week, and it's one of those things we just didn't get around to, even though throughout the rest of the week we did talk about this whole zombie apocalypse thing. It was probably at least three people that just randomly called in to bring up this zombie apocalypse news.
It's kind of an interesting and you know, let's call it fun news story. I mean,
well,
it's gruesome as it could possibly be, but it's you know, people like to talk about zombies.
Well, it's more like a news meme than it is a news story, because it's kind of like this fake theme that you know, news media has come up with to kind of wrap around some completely disparate, unrelated stories. So I mean, there's no zombie you know, disease. There's no biting and someone coming back
to life.
They'd
like to believe it was bath salts.
Well, that's where this came from originally, and that's why I wanted to focus on this story. Especially the version of it from CBS News. And by the way, we've commented on CBS News on this program before. They, I don't know who is their news editor there, but it seems like for CBS News across the country, they just have the worst copy editing that I've ever seen. And I don't know why that is. It doesn't make sense because there are different CBS affiliates across the whole country, and I can't imagine the same copy editors covering every single online iteration of CBS.
But they got the worst copy from, in your opinion?
Just across the board. It's just bad. So the story is from miami.cbslocal.com, and I'm sure most of you know the details here. There's one part of this story that's particularly outrageous. Miami police are still tight-lipped about the man they shot and killed on the MacArthur Causeway last weekend, but new details back claims they had no choice. The naked man they shot was trying to chew the face off of another man and refused to obey police orders to stop his grisly meal, which one source now claims included his victim's nose and eyeballs. Surveillance video taken from CCTV cameras
at
the nearby Miami Herald building showed a police officer arriving on the scene, appear to be startled by the spectacle of two naked men lying on the street and draw his service weapon. It appears the officer shot one of the men, but it was difficult to tell in the video.
Two naked men lying on the street. I draw my service weapon. I mean, what?
The bizarre shooting happened shortly after 2 p.m. when a police responded to a 911 call about two naked men
this
fighting.
This was during the day, right.
Uh-huh. On a bike path along the causeway, which was packed with traffic on a busy holiday weekend. Miami police have not confirmed the details of what happened next, but sources close to the investigation told CBS News that if officers found one man gnawing on the face of another in what police sources called the most gruesome thing he'd ever seen. The fight was taking place at the Causeway exit near the Miami Herald building.
Doesn't sound like much of a fight.
And
have you seen the pictures of the guy's face?
I've seen the video of the occurrence.
It is definitely the most gruesome thing you've ever seen. I mean, he has no face.
Yeah, I don't go anywhere near pictures like that.
All you can see is, and I don't mean to laugh, I'm laughing because it's shocking.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, not because it's funny, because it's really weird and sick and awful. But he has, like, all you can see is one little eye, basically, what remains, and the rest is completely pink, no face.
Can you imagine how messed up somebody needed to be to do that?
No,
it's horrifying.
Yeah. And he's still alive, is my
the
understanding.
Is.
Yes.
According to
Why was he lying there?
Wasn't he a homeless man?
But the homeless people don't just lie there when you eat their faces.
I don't know.
That is not an explanation.
Well, I read that apparently this this guy was very strong. Like I don't know.
Strong as
physically
in
strong.
Okay.
Didn't he get shot and didn't, like, even stop by eating the guy's face or something?
Oh, you're talking about the aggressor was very strong.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah, strong people don't generally lay there when you eat their faces.
Right.
I'm sorry. Find me a strong man. He's going to have a difficult time eating my face.
The head of the Miami Fraternal Order of Police, Armand, and this is where the story gets outrageous. The head of the Miami Fraternal Order of Police, Armando Aguiar, said drugs are at the root of the attack. We have seen already 3 or 4 cases that are exactly like this.
Exactly.
Where some people have admitted taking LSD, and it's no different than cocaine psychosis.
Hmm.
What? So, okay.
So the
now they're blaming this on, he's blaming this on LSD?
Oh, and he's also, not only is he blaming it on LSD, he's likening LSD to
psychosis.
Cocaine.
Well, he's likening it to psychosis that can be induced by overdosing on cocaine.
There's no doubt that a powerful drug like LSD could possibly put somebody into a psychotic state, right?
I believe I have witnessed it.
Right. And, I kind of went a little nuts.
It would be safe to call that a psychotic state.
But I think that had more to do with staying up for 48 hours.
That did not help.
Than it did the LSD, because there's no way that the LSD was still active at 48 hours.
Yes, it was a bizarre case indeed.
But all that, all that said...
The very worst scenario in your scenario was peeing on the bed and standing at the top of the stairs with a towel wrapped around your neck like Superman, completely naked.
Yeah, that's some of what transpired. But how likely would it be that somebody would be violent like that?
I don't believe that it's likely at all. I mean, you know, I've eaten a lot of LSD. I've seen people eat more LSD than I've eaten. And it seems like the more LSD you eat, the like stronger the trip is, the more immobile and sort of just inside your head you become. So, like, when I've seen somebody... When I think about the strongest acid I ever ate, I remember being, you know what I mean? Like, you giggle a lot and you kind of just are... seeing things and just blown away, so you can really not function that well as far as like getting up and walking around and doing all those things. And there was someone with us who ate like 5 times as much acid as we had eaten. And
sounds like a really bad idea. Okay.
It was a bad idea, and I mean, I was so confused and just overwhelmed that I can't imagine what 5 times this would be. This kid sat there for probably about 3 hours. Didn't say a word, you know, just stared at the wall and was like, wow. And then he said, I need to go to bed. And he went and laid in his bed, and I imagine he laid in bed and tripped like he's
pretty
never
hard.
Tripped before until he eventually fell asleep maybe 24 hours later.
I find this idea petrifying.
Yeah, I agree.
Having taken LSD, one tab of LSD, a few times in my life, I find this idea petrifying.
To take more than one?
Yeah, to me, you know, what I found was extreme paranoia in some circumstances, and I can only imagine that it could be a lot worse. I can see some people reacting this way. However, what the news is now saying is bath salts. So LSD...
Oh, no, I'm going to get to the part about bath salts. That's in this story.
But LSD isn't bath salts.
Well,
no.
That's what they're going to say here in a moment, that LSD is bath salts.
Right.
That's what the police are about to say, that LSD is bath salts.
But this is important for people to understand. I mean, you know, the first time I smoked marijuana, I ended up, it was at a big party at my house. There was a disaster. My mom came home. She wondered whether marijuana was crack. There's a lot of people out there that don't know the difference.
855-453. But all that said, you know, maybe it's a regular experience for a lot of people, but what if a psycho takes drugs?
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features awaiting you there. They're all completely free, so head on over. You can see the webcam. You can watch. You can listen and interact. There are other listeners there in the chat room. That's built into the same page as the cam. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam. .freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by SACL CAI. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, get in touch with SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase your charged off receivables. SACL employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients down the road too. see their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. So, still to come, more on this so-called zombie cannibal case out of Miami, and we'll bring the bath salt side of this discussion into this. But there are actually people here who have comments, and of course you can bring up anything you want, so you don't necessarily have to be on the subject here. Let's go to the phones and talk to Richard, listening in Canada. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, man. Richard. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, the reason why I'm calling today, I'm not talking about the zombies or bath salts or anything like that. Last Saturday in my town of Thunder Bay here in Ontario, we had a natural disaster where 800 homes were flooded out.
Wow.
A torrential rainstorm. What actually happened was the rainstorm flooded our sewage treatment plant. I shouldn't say ours, it's owned by the city and they pay for it by forcing us to give them money. And as a result, an entire neighborhood of homes, it's about 1,000 homes, has experienced sewage backup in their houses.
Oh,
yucky.
Yeah. Gosh.
One of my coworkers actually lives in the area that was affected. He's got 3 feet of raw sewage in his basement.
Oh, it's horrifying.
That's good for the basement.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the city is not doing a whole lot right now to pitch in to clean it up because they're trying to. It's all a finger pointing game right now. Everybody's pointing fingers and blaming everybody.
Right now, when the Deep Blue Horizon or whatever the drilling platform happened, everybody began immediately caterwauling at BP to do something, and you know the bad corporation that made money that had a disaster was terrible. But see what happened when the government does it? There's nobody to hold accountable. There's going to be nobody to sue. There's not going to be any kind of real recompense when it comes to the damages. I mean, you know, your insurance company is going to pay for this, or his insurance company.
That's the thing is that because it's flooding and sewage backup, a lot of insurance policies don't necessarily cover the flooding. And if you're one of those people who didn't put that sewage backup rider on your house insurance, then you're not getting covered either. So there's a lot of people who are going to be left holding the bag on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be terrible. I hope that the city kicks in some money to help them out, but I don't hold much hope.
At this point right now, they've declared the city a disaster area, and the reason why they've done that is because we have three levels of government. The municipal government has figured out that in order to receive funding from the federal government, the damages need to exceed $13 million. And from what I've heard from people who live in the area, is they're being told by police officers, they're being told by inspectors not to go into their houses, not to start the cleanup efforts, because they need to have some bureaucrat come here to take a look at the damages and make an assessment, decide whether or not it hits that $13 million plateau before money starts to come in from the federal government. And it's it's a big finger-pointing game right now. The city basically laid off workers who watched the sewage treatment plant at night. They installed an alarm system and a camera. But, of course, when the rain started, the power went out, the alarm system and the camera stopped working, and therefore the sewage plant flooded, and all these people are affected by the backup in their houses.
And, if we'd only had some more union workers in there, everything would have been fine.
Yeah, but the other sad part is that we have our provincial government, and the provincial government's not helping either. And, in fact, about a month ago, there was a small town in Ontario that was also experienced flooding, and the next day, our premier, which is the same as the governor of the state, put out a statement saying, you know, our hearts and prayers are with the people and blah, blah, blah. It's been over a week now, and our premier has made no statement, no effort to express condolences or anything like that. And I think it's because we need to start looking at secession here in northern Ontario. Our provincial capital is more than 1,000 miles away. And, I mean, in perspective, that's like if you guys have seen, if your state capital was Chicago, and you look at it that way, they just have no concern for us whatsoever.
Not bad. Jeez.
Well, you know, they're doing their best. I mean, they're the government. They're there to help you. Just be patient and let that raw crap sit in your basement until their inspector comes around with his official inspecting form and can fill out the paperwork and then send it into the government high-level bureaucracy, and they will make a move as swiftly as they possibly can to get the aid and the assistance there that you need. You just aren't loyal enough, citizen.
I'm surprised that they don't, like, declare this a health, you know, a serious health issue and, like, force people out of their homes.
Well, the houses have been condemned because of this, but at the same time, they're not really pitching in to do anything about it because they're waiting for the bureaucrats, they're waiting for the inspectors to show up from the provincial government, the federal government to assess all of this stuff. So they're just blaming, like I said, they're pointing their fingers. They're saying it's not our fault. It's the camera's fault. It's the alarm system's fault. And we have to wait and see. And there's a class action lawsuit that people have been talking about, but we know how long those things take.
Right. You go ahead and file a lawsuit in the government's own courts against the government. That always works out.
A class action suit, by the time that thing's done, the sewage will have hardened into the new floor in your basement. I mean, that's how long it'll take.
Well, what I wanted to do is I just would, just in closing, I've been listening to you guys for the last 8 months. I'm big on the whole liberty movement, and I've been talking to lots of people around here about it, and they all think I'm crazy. But when I share this podcast after, I hope everybody that listens to it here in Thunder Bay will realize that it's time for us to wake up and realize that we can be self-sustainable and don't need to rely on these bureaucrats who are thousands of miles away from us to finally get off their butts and pitch in when we need it.
Yeah, that's really ridiculous, is to have your provincial capital 1,000 miles away. I mean, that doesn't happen anywhere in the United States except perhaps Alaska.
Thunder Bay is the largest city in Canada that's furthest from its own provincial capital. We're 120,000 people, but we're treated like we live in the backwoods because the fat cats in Toronto don't really care about us.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they just don't draw another line on a map for you.
Well, I wish it was that easy, but someday.
They're not going to do anything for you. They don't care about you.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Richard, for that story. It sounds absolutely horrifying, and please feel free to keep us in the loop with what transpires. When did this flooding go down?
It happened last Saturday. If you guys Google it, or if anybody's listening, they want to check it out, just Google Thunder Bay Flood. There's tbnewswatch.com is our local news source, and you'll find out all about it.
Thanks for the call, and good luck. Thanks, I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. But just imagine how bad it would be without the government.
I mean, how much worse could it be?
I don't know.
You've got this, you've got this monopoly
in your basement.
Right. You've got this monopoly on sewage, and everybody has to use it whether they like it or not. That's generally how it goes. I don't know the specifics as how things are in Thunder Bay, but generally that's the case. Almost 99 times out of 100, it's a monopoly, and you have to use theirs. You can't even, in a lot of cases, you can't even have your own septic tank if you want to have it in your own home.
Not in a city.
But nobody can compete, and generally nobody wants to compete because theirs is subsidized. So when you have a monopoly, you get terrible service. Hello.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Still to come, more on the zombie attack, but your calls come first. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, Plant Skid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got lots of stuff, including our mobile site, mazinmobile.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. You can get quick access to our live streams as well as the software that you'll need for your phone to tune into them. So go to m.freetalklive.com. And if you're somebody who operates a website or blog of some sort, you've been thinking about adding a forum to your site or maybe replacing the existing forum that you have because you want to protect the privacy of your users, plainboards.com offers free-to-use anonymous message boards to anybody who wants one. You don't even have to be a webmaster. You can just go to plainboards.com, P-L-A-I-N, boards, plainboards.com. And just sign up for a board. And when I say sign up, I just mean type in the name of the board that you want and go. You don't have to go and create an account. You don't
instead
have
to take seconds.
Literally.
And then you get a link, and you can either link to that on your website or post it someplace.
That's right.
You've got a message board.
It's that easy.
Website.
There's no installation process. You don't have to download anything. You don't have to ID yourself. It's just free, and it's there for you. Plainboards.com. As we continue with your calls, still to come more on the zombie cannibal story out of Miami. Was it drug-related? We'll come back with that here in moments, especially with the bath salts situation. First, Aaron is with us in Springfield, Illinois. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Porkfest, are you guys not afraid that the state's going to show up and just shut you all down kind of summarily?
Nope.
Really? Oh man, if anything like Porkfest happened here in the People's Republic of Illinois, the state would be there shutting every unlicensed vendor down, taking them probably to jail, trying to screw them out of back taxes for the previous year's take. It's ridiculous. And then apparently that FBI agent who's been tooling around Keene, he was asking about Porkfest too.
Was he?
Yeah, that was on freekeene.com. He told one of your activists, I'm not sure who it was, but he told this activist that, well, I had heard that a 9-year-old kid was selling beer. Do you know anything about that?
I heard that too, but of course anybody who heard that who read the NPR article about the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year. There is probably not going to be open alcohol sales at Porkfest because the organizers have requested that folks not do that this year due to the fact that the camp's owner has kind of been freaked out by agents of the state who have come and threatened him with pulling his liquor license, or rather his beer and wine sales permit. And so he doesn't want that to happen, so he's asked that that not go on. But there have been no restrictions on or any fear surrounding people just cooking stuff for other folks and serving that up. Of course, this is New Hampshire where there is no state sales tax, so that's not, you know, they don't have revenue tax revenue agents that can go around and bust people for that like you might find at a local flea market there in Illinois.
Well, also, this particular location is way up there in the middle of nowhere in this teeny little town. So, I mean, that probably helps.
No, in the town, I mean, it is
a town. It's not in Concord.
Right, no, it's not in the heart of the population centers in New Hampshire, that's for sure. But the town isn't, you know, I mean, it's a town with probably 8,000 or 9,000 people in it, so it's not as small as it could be. I mean, for New Hampshire size, 8,000 or 9,000, hey, you know, it's not bad. It's mid-size for towns
for New Hampshire
around here. They have their own police department, and
police towns
Surrey,
with 200 people are going to have their own
police
department.
But there's no doubt that that in a lot of places this just wouldn't fly, and I think that one of the reasons why it has gone so well is that essentially it was just a camping festival in the beginning. The unlicensed food sales didn't really get big until the last couple years, two or three years, at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Was that going on when you were there, Julia? Because it's been a couple of years since you've been.
I haven't been since 2009, and I don't think there was food. There may have been like one person. You know what I mean? Saying, like, I'll serve you breakfast. Come to my tent.
Right.
But that's it.
But no actual stations where people could go to and buy things. So I think that what happened was they just kind of sprung up. And, I mean, if the government doesn't know about it, then they don't know about it. And that's that. And so it probably went by the first year. Nothing really went down. You know, the second year, maybe the word might have gotten to the bureaucrats.
But they also know that when they come there, that they're going to be surrounded by cameras and people that are upset with them. And, it's not going to be the prettiest scene for
them. Well, right. Normally, when you're dealing with this,
no one's going to welcome them with flowers.
Right. Like you said, you know, why aren't people scared of this? Well, first of all, I think the activists, just by their nature, are more courageous, so that's probably one factor. But also, when you're dealing with a traveling circus or a fair of some sort that's going from state fairground to state fairground, usually in those areas, those vendors are signing agreements saying that they'll agree to pay whatever sales tax there is in the state. They'll agree to abide by the laws. So, for instance, freekeen.com, we're negotiating a table for a vendor table at the local county fair. And there's a three-page long agreement with a rider, and, you know, you've got to have an insurance policy. And, you know, there's a lengthy process to go through to get to one of those events. So usually the people that are going to go to those are far more obedient just from the get-go than folks that are just literally setting up shop on a campsite at a campground. So I think there's a number of factors going into why this goes on, why people are so brazen. I think that, you know, people being brazen together helps with others being brazen. You know, when others are courageous, when others are showing courage, it inspires courage in others. Whereas if you are the lone vendor at, say, the county fair, and you've decided you're going to make a stand about the sales tax or, you know, vending permits or whatever it is that the issue is that the government's going to have with you, then you're going to be easy to pick off because the state revenue agents are going to go from place to place at the fair, and they're going to ask you to see your permit. Let's make sure you got your sales permit here. Let's just see it. Oh, yep, you look good. Moving on. And they're just going to go from one to another, and everybody's going to have their permit because most people are obedient. And then you would be the one guy who dared to sell food without the permit, and they're going to shut you down. And all the other vendors are going to say to themselves, well, that's what you get when you don't fill out the paperwork. So it's like a completely different scenario from the get-go.
Well, Porkfest sounds like a blast. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it this summer, but I hope to see you there next summer. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Look forward to it. Aaron, anything else on your mind tonight?
Yeah, do me a solid. Next summer, schedule Porkfest about 4 days later, so afterwards I can go up to Montreal for the Jazz Festival afterwards without having to kill 4 days.
Well, I don't decide these things.
We got nothing to do with that, buddy.
You're certainly welcome to place your comments in with the
Porkfest
organizers, Aaron. Thanks for the call. Right. I appreciate hearing from you. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about the event, porcfest.com. You can get registered. It's still not too late, even though we are 2 weeks away from
people are getting very excited
event. I mean, this is
two and a half.
No, it's 2 weeks. It's starting on the 18th.
Hmm. And this is, one of the biggest liberty-oriented festivals of the year. It's probably the most
fun. Around the whole world?
Around the globe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's coming up 2 weeks from tonight. We're going to be broadcasting live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So look forward to seeing those of you who can make it there. And you know, even if you can make it just for the weekend, you don't want to miss it. It's an all-week-long affair. It's going from June 18th through the 24th. It's great any night you can come up. Heck, even if you could just come up from, Tuesday through Thursday, you're going to have a good time because there are going to be hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all hanging out. Many of them will be doing camping-related things like campfires and, you know, chilling on campsites. And, of course, there are other things happening like there's going to be karaoke contest. There's going to be the Pork Fest. Soapbox Idol, I think they call it, where people get up and rant on stage and then one rant is chosen as the winner. At the end, there will be musical performances. There will be comedy.
Lots of them, yes.
There will be family fun events. There will be daytime games and activities for people that aren't just necessarily families, like teenagers and other folks. There's all kinds of stuff that will be happening at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can get a taste for it by going to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. And really, I think one of the best developments about the Porcupine Freedom Festival are all the vendors, people that just come and set up shop and sell everything from fresh food that's cooked to order all the way to, you know, trinkets and t-shirts and stuff like that. So it's a nice variety of things that are available there, and no one has begged governmental permission to do it. Thus far, the government people have yet to make a single arrest at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that that trend continues. If they do, boy, is it going to be a scene. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Take control. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves by dialing in toll free. You bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Go to freetalklive.com and you can actually control the content of the website. And if you enjoy the site, the fact that we give it to you free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business, want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month, well, we do it free. But if you'd like, you can support the show. We have different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you're probably going to do shopping online anyway because, well, it's convenient. And the prices are generally better than you can get at local big box stores and other retailers. So you're probably going to shop through Amazon just because they're ubiquitous and they've got some great deals and a huge selection. So if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can do all of those things. You can actually shop through Amazon and help Free Talk Live at the same time. So you get the same great Amazon deals and discounts and free Super Saver shipping and huge selection and customer service that you're used to. In fact, Mark, you were asking me the other day about a return process on Amazon, something you apparently have never had to go through before.
No.
Which is that's a good thing.
It's well, oftentimes the prices are so low that if something isn't perfect, why send it back? And
why spend the time, money, and
yeah,
effort?
I don't know even how much money it is. It's just the time.
Yeah, because sometimes it's free to actually send stuff back, and I don't know, how far did you get in your process of looking into that?
I didn't look into it.
You didn't do it?
Man, okay. I gotta admit, I'm lazy when it comes to online stuff.
I've done it before. I've gone through Amazon customer service, and of course with Amazon, if you're buying from Amazon proper, the actual Amazon warehouse retailer, then they're really good customer service. Like, in a lot of cases, they're gonna pay for the shipping back, as I understand it. It's been a little while since I've done it, but I
know they send you a label. That's pretty good.
Send you a label, you pop that on a box, and then send the sucker back, and then they send you the replacement. It's really a simple process, and they do a good job with it. Now, they do have third-party sellers at Amazon, and I imagine they have different provisions on what the return process is. So, for instance, if you are somebody who's selling a DVD on Amazon, obviously you probably aren't going to offer free shipping back, that sort of thing. So there's different policies, but either way, I've been pretty satisfied with the few returns I've ever had to make to Amazon. So it's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just entering through Free Talk Live's affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com, which will result in Free Talk Live getting a portion of the purchase price. So you get the stuff you're looking for, great Amazon prices, and you help Free Talk Live. shop.freetalklive.com. Now, we started the program out here tonight with a discussion bringing you the story about the zombie case. We kind of touched on it briefly in the last week, just as a general, oh, here's all the zombie cases that that people are talking about. And people are talking about it, and it's kind of a joke, I guess, even though we're talking about some really sick, just bizarre, horrifying scenarios. People have turned it into this meme of the zombie apocalypse. And what started it all is the case out of Miami where a man was gnawing the face off of another man, and what one police source called the most gruesome thing he had ever seen. According to the police, one of the police spokespersons, this is from the Fraternal Order of Police, Armando Aguiar, he says that we have seen already three or four cases that are exactly like this, where some people have admitted taking LSD and it's no different from cocaine psychosis. In the cases Aguiar mentioned, he said the people have all taken their clothing off, have been extremely violent, with what seems to be superhuman strength.
Sounds like meth. Sure. If it were going to be a drug...
Or PCP.
What about PCP?
You know, I have actually looked into PCP a little bit, and I really like to learn about drugs. I think it's interesting as far as what they do to your brain chemistry. And my understanding about PCP is there is a lot of misinformation about what PCP does and is.
Okay.
For example, my knowledge of or what I thought PCP was, just based on everything I'd heard in my life, I heard it was a really big hallucinogen. And that I've heard that it makes you violent and aggressive and stuff like that.
Sure. I mean, you basically have heard the stories of people being in McDonald's parking lots swatting cops with cars on PCP.
Right. jumping in front of trains, things like that. So,
pulling
my understanding
with their teeth.
Yeah, it's my understanding that PCP is actually a dissociative, like ketamine.
Okay.
And that
I don't know what that means either.
Well, it basically means that...
disconnecting from yourself,
right.
Essentially.
Ketamine is... And basically, it kind of takes you into the state of consciousness before you would be knocked unconscious, maybe.
Okay.
Like, so you're there, you're awake, but you're not awake, that kind of thing. So PCP is actually a dissociative, and it... My understanding is that if you take a lot of PCP, you can't even stand up. Like... It's kind of like...
But if you don't take a lot, then couldn't you get to the point of the kind of the classic PCP example of, you know, taking bullet wounds or knife wounds realize the severity of the situation and, like, continue fighting?
Perhaps, but I think that a lot of the stories out there of PCP are greatly exaggerated and... You know, it's a drug that isn't very popular anymore,
I mean, you can hear this guy saying that LSD makes cocaine psychosis. I mean, you can see that there's a lot of sort of misinformation
right.
that goes around. And it could very well be that essentially what you have is just a person with mental health issues in the parking
right.
lot of a McDonald's. And certainly they do tend to self-medicate. But, it's hard for the average person to know. You have people who are ignorant reporting the news on this subject, so then they... Ignorance breeds.
Well, you've got ignorance within the police department, and then the news media just parrots whatever it is they say. They don't go to, you know, a self-styled expert on illegal drugs. They figure the police are experts on the illegal drugs, so they just
that's
take
what
they
right.
say.
That's what the police want you to believe.
Right.
Let's be clear. LSD, cocaine psychosis, nothing alike. Have you ever seen someone on a cocaine psychosis?
I have not.
I've only seen it once, and it... was the person was screaming in the streets, basically, and wailing around and freaking out, essentially.
They had a devil in them.
I've never seen that on LSD. I'm not saying it's not possible, but, they were very aggressive, and because cocaine can bring out some aggressive tendencies for sure.
It's a stimulant. Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, we're talking about two completely
right.
different types
so
of drugs.
So I just want to be clear on that for anyone who actually thinks that any sort of cocaine is like LSD. It's not anything like it at all.
Now, I don't know. Has it actually been confirmed that this murderer, this cannibal, was actually on bath salts?
I haven't heard that at all.
There's been a lot of bath salts have been mentioned around
the... There have been a lot of discussion about bath salts in this case, but...
I haven't seen any evidence of lab results saying that there was anything in his system.
The officer from the Fraternal Order of Police in Miami says, extremely strong. I took care of a 150-pound individual who you would have thought he was 250 pounds. It took six security officers to restrain the individual. Emergency room doctor Paul Adams agreed with Aguiar, saying that similar cases have showed up in the ER. Now, here's another person who is, again... While he's a doctor, doesn't mean he's an expert on drug use.
My experience with doctors and drugs is that they don't know anything.
Right. This guy's an emergency room doctor, so he's probably used to people's legs falling off and, knife wounds and dealing with things, all manner of different episodes. Maybe not the ins and outs of how drugs affect...
Well... We were laughing earlier about Ian's psychosis. So this happened to us, so we don't need to rehash the whole story, but the short version of it is when we went to the hospital and the doctors came to me and wanted me to tell them what drugs we were on, I said MDMA. I listed all of the drugs that we had done, and I said MDMA, and the doctor said, you know, I don't know what that is. And, you know, MDMA is the scientific name for ecstasy. So then this guy proceeds to tell me not to do it and stuff. Someone who doesn't even know the real name of the chemical is telling me not to do it.
But, I'm going to give you a lecture.
Right, exactly. So when he gave you the little report, like you got a little report about what happened, mm-hmm. and I kept it because it was really funny. Like he tells the story of me telling him what drugs you were on, and he puts it in quotes like, so she claims that they were on some sort of MVMA, which isn't even what it is.
So he didn't even get it right.
No, he didn't even, he had no idea what I was talking about. Yeah. So
take it with a grain of salt when you hear the police or doctors saying they know something about these drugs, because clearly they don't necessarily. But here's what this doctor had to say, saying he agreed with the police officer, said similar cases have showed up in the ER. We noticed an increase, possibly, or says probably after UltraFest, which is a music festival that happens in Miami. It used to be an electronic music festival, and it's kind of expanded.
It still is, but it's really like pop electronic now.
Well, Madonna was there this year, and she made some statement on stage about MDMA to the crowd, to much applause, apparently. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-453. And then the doctor makes this statement. He says the new LSD is commonly called bath salts.
That's hilarious.
And we'll get into that here. Dig in and see exactly what that means. Now, that's not an exact quote. It's what the article
says. That's all black.
There's more coming up.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Aupio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C. Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C. Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com, ccrane.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.